You're listening to Suave Radio, and it's time for another episode of Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez.
All right. Thank you so much, and good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to Save Water Santa Fe. As many of you know, for the past few weeks, we've been talking about the big events that we've got coming up that we're just so excited and proud of. It's the Next Generation Water Summit. This is the 8th year that the City of Santa Fe is sponsoring this event, and we really try to bring answers to all the questions that we get all year long from all our city and county residents. For staff, we know we try to bring in experts to take us to that next step, in thinking about our water future. We really try to do a good job and cover all of our ground. It's a great local opportunity and a great national opportunity for people to join and learn from national experts about, you know, how we're thinking about the future. So to continue that conversation, we have two guests with us today. One of them I work very, very closely with. Her name is Lauren Forbes, and she is a co-organizer of the Next Generation Water Summit. And then we have Stacy Murphy, who's going to be a moderator for one of our really big panels this year. And so I want to start off the show by giving each of you an opportunity to introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about the work that you do. And really, I just want to thank you so much for all of your work that's been involved in being a part of organizing and, making the Next Generation Water Summit so successful, and for being on the radio show today. So we'll start off with Lauren. Lauren, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Good morning, Christine. Thank you. Well, it's great to be back this year with the Next Generation Water Summit. It's my second year with the summit. And we think about bringing together builders and policymakers and consumers and residents to solve our water challenges here in the arid Southwest. I, in addition to working with the Next Generation Water Summit, with Cactus Rain. Cactus Rain is a small company, veteran-owned and woman-owned here in New Mexico, that implements rainwater harvesting and gray water recycling solutions. And so those are things that I love to focus on while we're at the Next Generation Water Summit. We have our innovative product panel that last year got to highlight some gray water and rainwater solutions. And we're looking forward to an exciting Next Generation Water Summit innovative panel this year with more rainwater and gray water solutions. So that's a little bit about me right here in New Mexico, across the street waving to you.
Thank you so much, Lauren. And you really do such a great job just on the back end of this event, just helping organize so many different things. But we'll talk a little bit more about your role in that organization. But Stacy, I'd like to give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful for this. I believe that so many of our solutions are going to be local. And so bringing together people in a region, especially in a bioregion, is really powerful. And so I'm really grateful to be here, grateful for Lauren and all the organizers. So my name is Stacy Murphy. And when I was a kid, I was a pretty precocious kid. I said to my mom, why would anybody live in California? It's a desert and the water is scarce. Why would they do that? And then here I am. So my background is engineering and architecture. I've always foreseen a built nature, working with our waterways, working with our plants and our natural resources. And I left architecture because it just wasn't moving fast enough on a sustainability front. And I started a think tank and started and sold multiple regenerative agriculture businesses. And now I've looped back around and I'm working on a venture studio that focuses on architectural innovation, building innovation, water innovation, energy innovation for that world that I always saw that was possible, one that was more in harmony with nature.
Wonderful. I'm so curious. I'm not sure I've ever heard the word bioregion. Tell me what you mean by that. I have to ask.
Ah, sure. So two things about that word, bioregion and watershed, right? Probably in the water world, you've probably more familiar with the word watershed, that an area if you look at the globe, there are certain areas where the water will recycle within itself. It won't really leave that watershed unless a human starts to play with the systems and move the water out. So a bioregion is usually an area that shares a kind of flora, fauna, ecosystem. And within the bioregion, there's usually a lot of circular activity that happens and a lot of benefit from all of the different areas of nature working together. And so there's different kinds of bioregions in the earth, and they have different properties. You're in a kind of an arid desert bioregion, right? So there's lots of different kinds of bioregions.
Oh, I'm glad I asked that question. Well, wonderful. You know, so we are talking about the Next Generation Water Summit for our listeners. We're encouraging you to register today. All city and county residents can attend this event virtually, and you have access to all of the presentations for 30 days afterwards. So nextgenerationwatersummit.com, June 5th and 6th, please register and, give us your feedback. Let us know what you think about the event. And we really try to take that input and apply it to the panels that we bring the next year. So speaking about panels, Lauren has been on one of our subcommittees that deals with, bringing in speakers, developing the agenda, and it's a tough task, really trying to focus on the theme and then trying to think of all the places that we're looking for information, and then aligning that with a speaker or a program or build a panel out around a specific idea. I mean, it's a lot of work. And I also just want to give a shout out to Doug Prichard, who is a co-founder of the Next Generation Water Summit, who really just has all of those connections nationally, that he's able to pick up the phone and call somebody that I have followed my entire career and bring them to Santa Fe and then organize a lunch so I can sit down and really interact with them. I mean, it's just an incredible opportunity for me and my staff, and I think the city as a whole. But one of the panels that we have every year that Lauren has sort of headed up is our innovation panel. And so, Lauren, I was wondering if you could spend a little bit of time talking about why we have that panel and maybe some of the work that's happened in the past. And then I think that leads in really well to Stacy, who's going to be moderating that panel this year.
Thanks, Christine. So one of the main objectives of the Next Generation Water Summit is to share best practices and learn about innovative water conservation techniques and innovative water reuse techniques that can be used to comply with some of the water conservation requirements here in the Southwest. So the innovative product panel helps highlight every year some different startups. Sometimes it's companies that already have a product that's available on the market, and sometimes it's just a new idea that's in the starting phase that are things that our audience might not have seen before and can be incorporated into your city plan for the next few years, or can be used even residential and commercial applications. So bringing these innovative conservation and reuse techniques to our audience has been the purpose of the innovative product panel. Stacy hosted the product panel for us last year and is coming back this year. So I was wondering if Stacy might actually be able to reminisce a little bit about last year's innovative products before we start talking about this year's panel.
Absolutely. I love innovation. It's my favorite thing in the world is looking at these next generation solutions. And what's so fun is oftentimes they mimic nature and or they mimic indigenous wisdom in some way. And so I really love the blend of how we interpret knowledge that we have about the earth and then innovate and shift to our next generation challenges. And so last year, I had the honor of hosting this panel, and we had Adam DeHeer from LeapFrog, and they focus on gray water solutions, and they're even moving into black water solutions for residential. And they've created a modular system where essentially you could reuse your water from your kitchen and then reuse it out into your irrigation system. And they even had a showcase on Saturday where we got to go and see the first ever installed LeapFrog modular design in a house in New Mexico. And that was a highlight for me, seeing something like that installed, ready to go, knowing that they had worked with the local government and the policymakers to ensure that they got the permit for this new innovation. So that was really, really wonderful. And then the other product that we featured on that panel was Namara, which is basically a smart water meter. So imagine all of the leaks in the world and all the insurance claims that come along with that. So they're leveraging that idea to help show why investors should invest, even though really what they're after is more about conservation. So wouldn't it be nice if you had on your phone an app where you could actually track what was going on with the water in your house, how much you were using in the shower, in your laundry, and you could actually see in real time what was going on with your irrigation and even see if there's any leaks. And so it's just a way for people who want to do something a little bit innovative and work to conserve their water, work to save money on their bill. I mean, at the bottom line, we're always interested in saving cash. And so looking at the app to say, how can I use this to conserve some water and then also conserve some of my dollars? Wouldn't it be nice if that was something that was that easy? So, and then they're using AI to basically create some metrics and data around that as well. So that was last year. And it was so much fun, such a great conversation. And so decided to do it again this year. Very grateful that I got invited back. And this year, right now, we've got Rainstick Shower lined up, and they are a recirculating system. And what I love about this is we always think, well, not we always, but a lot of our systems are designed linearly, right? Like it starts here, it goes there, and then it keeps going, and then it keeps going, and then it keeps going. But the Rainstick says, well, what if we just recirculate the water in the shower? And so what they found is that they're saving up to 80% on water and energy. And by the way, I don't know about you, but I like my hot showers and I like sitting in them for a while. And when you're in the desert and you know that water is scarce, you feel kind of guilty about taking a long shower. But that goes away if it's recirculating and it's got 2 times the flow. So a lot of times when we're talking about conserving water in a shower, it's like dripping on you and you're thinking, how do I wash myself with this water that's barely dripping on me? But they've actually got a high flow rate as well. So you can have your conservation, have your energy saving, your flow rate, and it also saves money because all of that is recirculating. So really fun new technology that can help with a lot of different problems all in one. And then we'll be hosting as well some surprise guests on the commercial front. So the Rainstick is a little bit more on the residential front. And we're looking at other innovations around large scale water catchment to help real estate developers and policymakers as well.
Wow, Stacey, that's exciting. I'm excited to learn more about that product. For sure, I'm a shower thinker too. I feel so guilty and I'm always think aware of it, you know, but yeah, I'm excited to learn more. So everybody, we are still talking about the Next Generation Water Summit. It really is just weeks away. We really just want you to register so you have access to this content, so you can watch it at your own leisure for 30 days or hopefully join us in person. The event is at the State Capitol Roundhouse Building. And, you know, it's coming up. You know, we've worked for this all year and we are almost, you know, at that moment. So super excited. We're going to take a short break and come back and continue our conversation.
Water is life, and the future of our water is in our hands. Join us for the 8th Annual Next Generation Water Summit, happening June 5th and 6th at the New Mexico State Capitol Building. This premier event brings together leaders, innovators, builders, and everyday citizens to explore solutions that make our communities more resilient in the face of climate change. This year's focus is climate resilience, and it's more than a buzzword. It's about preparing our homes, our cities, and our ecosystems for a future where every drop counts. From cutting-edge technology technologies and smart building strategies to water conservation, equity and infrastructure, and sustainable land use planning, this summit covers it all. Whether you're in construction, design, policy, education, or simply passionate about protecting our environment, the Next Generation Water Summit is your opportunity to connect, learn, and lead. Registration is now open at nextgenerationwatersummit.com. That's nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Join the movement, shape the future, be part of the solution.
And now back to Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for hanging in with us as we continue to talk about the Next Generation Water Summit. I'd like to just spend a little bit of time, you know, with the group, just kind of talking about some sessions that we all might be really excited to attend, just to bring out the agenda kind of from different perspectives. We had some speakers on the show, the organizers, but it's kind of neat just to see, you know, well, where are your interests and how are they being met by the agenda? I'm going to go ahead and start because we did make an addition to the agenda that I'm really excited about, and that's on the New Mexico Day, which is Friday. We have a host of sessions that we're bringing together that really are looking at addressing local questions from, you know, our local residents. You know, where's the water coming from? What's happening with the wastewater treatment plant? What's going on with rates? All these questions that people really have related to water. Jesse Roach gave two presentations yesterday to the public called What's Up with Water? And it was a very comprehensive slide deck of everything you could think of relative to dam restoration. Just everything. And we decided to create a session for him on Friday, and he's going to be giving sort of an extended version of that. And so just a highlight for those of you who listened to the What's Up with Water webinar yesterday, you can access it on our website. But if you want to really, really tap into Jesse's expertise and, you know, get that presentation for him, I think nationally people will want to really dive into that conversation too. So Jesse Roach on Friday as part of the Live New Mexico track. So Stacy, what about you? I mean, we'll get to meet in person, you know, when you come down for the Next Generation Water Summit. I'm really excited about that. But just as an attendee, as a professional in the field, you know, what sessions are sort of standing out for you?
Well, I'm so excited to come. I'm excited to see you in person for sure. Expect a big hug. Last year when I went, the thing I most loved about everything was the people I was meeting. And so I walked in the door and I met a policymaker from Florida, and we bonded and we went so deep on so many levels. I met, you know, other fellow investors and venture funds talking about where is the money that's going to link together some of these new innovations. And I just loved how everybody that showed up, at, you know, everybody from policymakers to venture studios to the other people I met were people who were creating the building codes, you know, the people that I would love for them to shift the building codes. There they are. And I get to talk to them one-on-one, right? It's amazing. So I really appreciated that the crowd was so comprehensive in terms of inventors, building code, policy, government officials, and engineers and dreamers who are dreaming up new things. So I really loved it. I'm excited to come back. And so from that perspective, my first thing that I'm always interested in hearing more about is show me the money. So where is the funding for some of this water conservation, and how can we connect some of these amazing ideas to that funding? That's something that I'm really excited about, that panel with Kevin Reedy. And then I'm also always fascinated with people who can sit among everybody who's talking very practical stuff, like measuring water, metering water, restoring dams, and somebody that can get up and do a keynote on what I dream. And so I'm really excited actually for the Marianne Dickerson to hear about what she's dreaming about, because this is really where everything comes from. We imagine things and then we somehow innovate and then we somehow help like groups of people get together. We actually do the thing. So it starts with dreaming. So I'm really excited for those two conversations specifically.
No, that's wonderful. When I was talking earlier about my mentor and getting to be able to meet her, that was Marianne Dickinson. So I'm super excited. She's going to be at the summit. And yeah, she's a national, I think, sort of a thought leader on she does dream that for all of us, but I've also seen her move so many things forward. And so how wonderful. Lauren, what about you? I mean, it's hard. You're doing all of the hard work on the agenda and the speakers. It's probably hard to step away sometimes and be like, oh, what am I going to enjoy? But what are you thinking for the summit?
Well, Christine, as you mentioned, I'm on the subcommittee that actually invites all of these speakers. And so we start, we like to say we start around December, but in reality, we start around January, February with an idea for the theme. And this year, the theme is increasing resilience. And so we then formulate what do we need to hear and who do we need to hear from in support of that theme and with that theme in mind. And we have so many exciting speakers, some of them like Nan, who are returning to the Next Generation Water Summit this year is on Friday keynote, and some who are spending their first trip to Santa Fe to join us for the Next Generation Water Summit for the first time this year. So being on that speaker committee and working with all of the people who are going to be on our agenda this year for the past 3 or 4 months, oh, it's like asking me to pick a favorite child. But my mentor will also be coming this year. Her name is Laura Allen, and she is a co-founder of Greywater Action, where she advocates about sustainable water solutions, does trainings and online classes. I certify with her on designing and building greywater systems. And this year, before we have the summit, we're having a greywater workshop where Laura and Doug and I are bringing together with the leading gray water implementers, designers, and installers from across the country, which sounds big, but there aren't that many people who are doing gray water. And that's what our workshop is about, is trying to understand what the challenges for gray water implementation are and how we can overcome them to help gray water recycling become more of a mainstream tool in our water conservation tool belt. So we'll have that workshop before the summit. And then during the summit, Laura is going to present on the results of our conversation. So it's really exciting that Santa Fe and the Next Generation Water Summit can be spearheading that effort at a national level to potentially create a gray water organization and network and training and help take gray water mainstream. And New Mexico is at the forefront of that.
Great. Well, that does sound right up your alley. Lauren, with all of the work that you do with Cactus Ring. So, I mean, I think, you know, we wanted to really talk about the innovation panel today. We wanted to highlight Stacy's role and talk about the panel in general. It was great to hear from you guys, just what you're excited about. And I am really excited. You know, like Stacy said, it's a great gathering of minds and people. And I think just having the summit at the state capitol building in the roundhouse just seems so fitting. It really changes sort of the environment in which we're having those conversations, I think, is really profound. And so any last words from either one of you? We'll start with you, Stacy, first, either, you know, about the summit or just as we wrap up the show.
Well, I might be stealing Lauren's, her ending. We'll see. But I love when Lauren talks about the idea that we're all downstream, that we're all sharing water all around the planet. And it's such an important resource. It's weird how energy has become this really, you know, in every conversation, people are talking about energy, but then people aren't talking about water. And yet, if you don't drink water in 3 days, you're no longer on planet Earth, most likely. But you can live 3 days without energy, right? So it's just so important, all of the work that's happening. And like you said, being in the state building, it feels like we're all coming together. It feels like collaboration on like a planetary level, which is really what's going to be needed for the next evolution of humans.
Thank you, Stacy. What about you, Lauren?
Well, we love having all of our experts, national and even international groups, academic policymakers, builders. But the Next Generation Water Summit is a special focus on sustainable water resources in our arid Southwest climate, where I think all of us feel the scarcity of water much more personally than people might do in other parts of the planet. And as the climate is changing and the planet is changing and our rain patterns are shifting, we might not see our monsoon at the same time and the same intensity from year to year. It's becoming more unpredictable. What is it that we can do for ourselves and for our planet and for our ecosystem and our bioregion that is going to actually make a difference? And I think people can get very discouraged when they start thinking about the overwhelming size of the problem. And what the Next Generation Water Summit can help us do is start talking about what those solutions are and what people can actually do in our homes, in our cities, in our water policy, with our financing to have a sustainable water future. And that's why it's so important that Santa Fe and the City of Santa Fe Water Conservation District is one of our biggest sponsors and supporters over the last 8 years. So thank you to Christine and thank you to this city for leading the way and hosting us to do so. Now, Christine, if people in Santa Fe want to come, they can register online and they don't have to pay, do they?
No, you know, so that's a great way, I think, to wrap things up. And, you know, Lauren, I do just really, really want to thank you for all of your work. I mean, you do so much work on the back end of this. No one could ever even imagine, along with all of your own, you know, work. So just thank you. And Stacy, thank you for being on the show. I'm excited to see you. And thank you for all of your contributions to the innovation panel this year. So as Lauren was saying, you know, all city and county residents can attend this summit virtually, free of charge, have access to all the sessions for 30 days, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. And, you know, it's real easy to register. You just use your zip code. And if you have, just please do that so you have access. But we do hope that you'll consider joining us in person, State Capitol Building, June 5th and 6th. And we do have a whole series of community events on June 7th. And so I'll take just a few minutes to talk about those, but you can find all the information about the tours, the sessions, the agenda, the community tours on the website, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. But on June 7th, we're going to have an event at the Water Division Building at 801 San Mateo here in Santa Fe. We're going to have all of our partners out in the parking lot, you know, just really giving out information on plant and tree selection. We're, you know, showing off our brand new garden in front of that building. Just a partner event for us, showcasing all of our partnerships and how we all work together. Right after that, at 11:30, we have another tour at the Firebird, and we have experts there who are teaching residents how to install a drip irrigation system. And I know we all go to different trainings and we learn different ways, but what we really asked for was a hands-on demonstration. You know, something so simple as like getting drip hose, you know, tubing onto like the tee is a lot harder to do in person than it is when you watch it on a video. There's tricks and tips. And so we're going to learn about that at Firebird. And then lastly, on that Saturday, June 7th, we'll have a plant and tree selection workshop at Plants of the Southwest. And this nursery is great. The space is great. We're hoping to have a good gathering and they will be offering 10% off all plants that day. So every place you stop, you get an extra entry into winning a rain barrel, one of three rain barrels. And so, I don't know, we just want you all to come out, learn as much as you can. We're giving away shut-off nozzles and lots of things to help you in your outdoor environment. And it's a great way to cap off all of the residential sort of education that's involved with the Next Generation Water Summit. So thank you all for listening and learning more about, you know, our event. We're really excited about it. And if you want to learn more about the city's water conservation program, you can visit Save Water Santa Fe. But thanks again to our guests. Thank you so much for listening today and have a nice day.